ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. In this program, we look at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad salamullahi alayhi, which are found in the book As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah, supplication number 8, verse number 1. The Imam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he seeks refuge in him from a number of vices. And we got up to vice where the Imam says, قِلَّةُ الْقَنَاعَةِ, lack of contentment. Now, contentment is of a great importance and has profound impact on a person's life. As a person achieves such contentment, it will have an effect on his well-being, on his psychological well-being, as well as his physical comfort. That's why it's important for me and you to try to get and gain this contentment in this life, and also frees people from the bondage of matter, the enslavement of greed, and it extinguishes the suffering and the humiliation of being needy and wanting things from people and wanting things from this world. It also opens a door where a person has his own pride and dignity, where he is no longer in need of things, he is no longer in need of people, and he's being above petty matters, you know, because as we get this kind of contentment, we elevate ourselves. The more we see ourselves needing, we are degrading ourselves. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying the one who is content with the substances in his life, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, has indeed a calmer mind, and he is more calm and stable than the one who is devoted to pursue wealth and to pursue worldly matters. And obviously with such pursuit comes worry. With such pursuit comes sadness. With such pursuit comes fear. Because sometimes you make money and you want to make sure it's safe. So you're constantly worried about stock markets dropping, constantly worried about the currency and the value of the currency. So constantly these things, material matter, cause us to constantly have all these problems. Where those who are content are much happier, much calmer. So contentment provides the person who has it with this inner enrichment, with this inner wealth, he becomes wealthy and rich from within. Because the reality of wealth and the reality of richness is in the mind, what you tell your mind. So some people, you might find them having absolutely nothing, but you find them the happiest people on the planet. And those who have everything, you find them the most miserable people on the planet. Why? It's because of their mindset. They're just not happy. They're just not content. So from here, we understand that being content is a very important part of our lives, that our well-being, our physical, mental well-being depend on the notion of contentment. So it becomes evident in a person's life that for him to be free, for him to be, at least in terms of thinking, in terms of dealing with people, in terms of dealing with other things, he's free. He's not a prisoner. Because we become prisoners by the bonds and by the chains we put on ourselves when we become and content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, which He has given us, which in fact is a disease. Therefore, we need to shift our lives and our reality into something much better, something worth having. Inshallah, we'll continue after having a short break, so please stay with us.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge from IRIB English Radio. So we said it's important for a person to be qana, to be content, because our happiness in this world, our happiness in the hereafter is based on it. And when we look at the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, the famous hadith where he says, "La kanzu aghna min al-qana'a," there is no treasure more valuable than contentment, because we said contentment itself, it means certainty and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means strong faith. Having strong faith is the most valuable thing in this world. When that thing becomes weak, when that thing becomes feeble, I could lose my iman. I lose my iman, and then obviously I'm heading towards the wrong direction in this world and in the hereafter. So to have that contentment is to have that iman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Imam alayhi salam, he continues and he says, Al-qana'atu kanzun la yufna. If you have contentment, it's a never-ending treasure. So belief in iman is a never-ending treasure, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more and more and more. Why? Because you are content. So the more content you are, the more you believe in iman is stronger, which means it will take effect on our life. The person's, a mu'min's life, is always a fruitful. He's always giving. He's always producing. He's always, you know, adding something extra to life, rather than him being an extra on life itself. So a person needs to, you know, change his mindset. Look at the problems that he faces, and he needs to get to the root of it. And sometimes, if not all the times, the roots and the, you know, the foundation of all our problems is ourselves, is our mindset. Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi, he says, "A'wanu shay'in ala sulh an-nafs," the best thing to fix oneself He says, Al-Qana'ah, to be content. So to fix all your problems is to be content. When I look at people and I see how miserable they are, even though when they're having the best of everything. Recently, I was in touch with a sister. She has a beautiful husband, a very religious husband. She has two beautiful kids. She has a house. She has everything that any woman would want. But she says, I'm not happy. I want to leave the house. I want to, you know, go and be alone. That's lack of contentment. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد